wonderful gentleman coming up here to share his thoughts with us tonight. And if I get this turned on right, you'll be able to listen to it later on, if you choose. I guess I get it right. Be able to listen to his talk a little later on, or you standing back there in the East Coast, Mississippi now, you'll be able to listen to this talk again if you like, because Michael's here, and when he's here, the recording thing is taken care of. And does everybody know that Michael puts the talks on MillysCorner.com, the website, so if you haven't taken a peek, maybe you'd like to. But anyhow, this is our Dave Hamill.
Good evening. I guess we passed the technical muster here, so Michael's given me his blessing. I just have one Mimi story I'd like to relate, and I had brought a friend to church. It was her first time coming to church, and so we went through the message bearing part of the service, and Millie looked around and said, "Do we miss anybody?" And I'm going like, yeah, my friend over here. And Millie didn't see, so we went ahead and closed. But Mimi saw me pointing. So as soon as we all finished, you know, holding hands and singing and stuff, she said, "You go get your friend." And she stood up there like a guard and blocked everybody away from Millie so that I could get my friend to bring her up and have her talk with Millie. So it was so sweet of you to do that. And it made a big impression on her and for me also, because we have such a unique spiritual family. And just having Mimi here tonight and talking about making plans and having her help us with all of our God work, where else would you be that people would talk this way? Where else would people see the blessing in passing and realizing that it's just a change? It's something that's going to be different for all of us that are left behind and for Mimi, but she is going to be with all of us anytime that we call on her. And I just don't know of any other place that you could be there and have that kind of love come forth and feel that kind of support and wonderful knowing. And sure, there'll be a lot of sadness and things, but it's not that overwhelming because we know that life continues and that we, as an immortal spirit outside of time, will be forever, all of us. And that she will be closer to each one of us because we can call on her and she'll be with all of us whenever we need her. In my talk tonight, I wasn't really sure what I was going to talk about, but I figured that Spirit would always help me. And as I was working today and I was kind of thinking about things, it's just amazing how the Internet, how you can just kind of bounce around to so many different things, and there's so many very different and strange things, but there's some wonderful things out there. And I ended up bouncing onto an Internet site that was about breathing peace. And I read through it, and it was really a lovely meditation about breathing in peace, breathing in love, and then sending that love back out into the world. And how, if each one of us did that, as a little sphere of love, and we talked, you know, Millie talks a lot about having that little bubble of love inside of us. And so I went and I did the meditation, and it was marvelous. And I was so centered and so relaxed that afterwards, and I was thinking about it, and I thought, gosh, I kind of looked back at how far off that path I'd gotten. You know, we get caught up in our jobs and everything else that's going around. And I'd really made an effort to try and be more peaceful and have peace as part of my life. But we end up kind of just, you know, just like a ship, just a little degree at a time, we kind of get away from that course until we get far out there and we go, oh my gosh, I get it back on course. And that's what the website did for me. So when I look at what I'm doing on my regular routine, I see I have a lot of peace in my life, but it's still not where I really want to be. It's not at that level. And, you know, Millie talks about really upping that love level that each one of us has. And so I realized that I have to keep coming back into this moment. You know, Eckhart Tolle talks about the power of now, and that's what he's talking about. Being right here, right now, where life unfolds in this moment, so that we're fully experiencing life. But so often, I'll get out doing something and think about things I have to do or things I should have done better or all those things, and I'm missing what's going on right now. So I recommitted myself to really trying to pull back and be here in this moment so that when someone's talking with me or I'm talking with someone and that interaction's going on, I'm really focused and I'm really in tune with what's going on. Well, last week we had, or 2 weeks ago, we had a fundraiser for one of the service clubs that I belong to. And we had this great wine tasting and beer tasting. We raised a lot of money for the Navy Anchor Scholarship Fund and for a local group that's trying to build a pool at our high school. And it was a great success. Everybody had a great time. You know, beer and wine tasting, you know, how are people not going to have fun? But we had great food along with it. And I got to sit and pour beer for about 2 hours and talk with people, and it was great. And so afterwards, there, you know, this is the first time we've done this, so there's always little things, you know, a little fine-tuning that you could do. So I was talking to the president of the group, and I said, you know, there are these four things that would be my recommendations that we could, you know, overall, I said, you know, it was a great event, and these are tiny little things, nothing of any major import. And he said, well, why don't you come over with us to our board meeting? We're having it this afternoon, and we're going to debrief and kind of talk about this fundraiser we did. So I said, sure, I'll come. So I went to the fundraiser, and they were kind of talking, and the woman who did most of the work for our group really just did a great job, put in tons of effort, and she came, and I could just, when I looked at her, I thought, gosh, she looks really tired. So they kind of skipped ahead and said, listen, we're going to go debrief our fundraiser, because there's a couple people here that want to talk about, you know, some things. So they said, Dave, why don't you go first? And I said, well, great. I said, you know, hey, it was an awesome, great fundraiser. Everybody that I talked to had a great time, and it was a lot of fun personally. And I said there were some small things. It was things like, you know, the lights weren't right to show this. We had this incredible display of food that just you could barely see it in this room. Things like that. And the lady who was ahead of it, she just looked at me and she goes, write it down. I'm like, okay. So I went on to the second thing. Write it down. Went on to the third thing. Write it down. I knew what was going to happen, so I said the fourth thing. Write it down. So that aggravated me. And I thought, gosh, you know, I'm wasting my time. So my time, I said, thanks, you know, everybody, I'll take on the take off. And as I walked by her, I kind of looked at her and I said, I'll write it down. And it wasn't a real nice way that I said it. It was more flip, but I was aggravated. I was mad. You know, I just got dissed. I wasted my time. You know, what the heck is going on here? So the next day, I was talking to the president and I said, you know, what was going on yesterday? And he said, boy, is she mad at you? I'm like, she's mad at me? How's she been mad at me? I said, you know, I told her she did a great job, and so on and so forth. And when I kind of got through this whole thing, and what it sifted down to was that what I was doing, and I think so many of us do this in this world, is that we take our fears and we project them on other people. And then when they come up and we see them, we think it's that person's problem or that person's lesson. And so when I stopped and stepped back and really looked at what was going on, what I saw there was that I wasn't being loving to her. At first I thought, well, I'm not getting any love from her. She's not being loving to me. And then I realized I wasn't being loving to her. Whatever was going on with her is her stuff. It had nothing to do with me. But I made it mine because of my fears of not being a loving person and not being loved. So I took my fears, projected them onto her, saw them, and then said, oh, that's her problem, not mine. And that happens so often in life because we don't really take responsibility for what's going on with us. We don't realize that that's what we're doing. So when I kind of stepped back and looked at it, and I thought, she was just being who she's being. Maybe she was tired, maybe there are things, but it really doesn't matter. She was just being herself, doing the best she can, and I made it all mean something. And I made it mean that I wasn't good enough, so I got angry and made a smart remark, and I realized that I really needed to forgive myself. And once I could forgive myself, realizing what I was doing, and I could forgive myself, then I started taking responsibility for my life. And once I start taking responsibility for my life, then that's where forgiveness comes in, and we start really taking hold of what's going on in our lives. And that we can generate love and really then extend love to others. So it was one of those lessons. It wasn't, yeah, I mean, it could have been a big angry, people could have been yelling and shouting things, but thank goodness it wasn't. But it was just one of those little things that in the past, it just would have gone right past me. You know, I wouldn't have gotten it. I wouldn't have understood what was happening there. And you guys have so much to do with this for me, because as a spiritual family, And as I said before, you guys are really easy to love. And the love just keeps you stand up here and you're just going like, wow, this is great, you know, but just, you know, take it all in. But the real world isn't like that for most of us. And in my office, we've kind of converted that over where it's very loving and, you know, there's a great energy that's there as well. But so many other times out there in life, things like this happen and I keep missing the lessons. So I'm trying to get up and get on top of that so I can stay there and learn those lessons as they come and realize that all this forgiveness doesn't have to be to the other person. So I wrote her an email and I said, you know, I apologize if I upset you. And I said, I explained, you know, I projected my fears of not being loved and not being a loving person onto you. And I said, I've forgiven myself for doing that and for thinking unkind thoughts about you, and I hope you'll be able to forgive me as well. And at that, it really didn't matter whether she came back and forgave me or not, because that's all, forgiveness is all for me. And that once you do that, then you take care of that. You kind of, it wraps up that whole thing, kind of puts some nice bows on it, and you can take that lesson and move forward. And really not worrying about what's going on with the other person, because that's their stuff. And rather than go out there and try and take responsibility for how she feels, you know, that's up to her. And we had a nice talk, our last meeting and things, and it's all fine. But so much for, in the past, I would have been so worried about what somebody else thought. Because for years, I was a people pleaser. I really needed you guys to like me, and I needed to worry. I was worried about what people thought about me. And once I forgave myself and really took a stand inside of my own life for who I am, I found out I'm just fine. I'm okay because I'm a child of God. I have that. And I know that God's love is here for me to help fill me up from the inside, because if you try and fill from the outside, it doesn't work very well. But once you fill from the inside, it makes all the difference in the world. So now I know that I can go forward. It doesn't matter. And I'm just going to do the best I can as I go forward. So thanks for this time. I appreciate your time.